Welcome to our podcast,
Hypnotherapy for the Soul.
This is your host, Shay Pestel, and this is my co-host,
Barchi Stella, where we explore the power of hypnosis and connect to inner wisdom for answers.
Through our episodes, we share behind-the-scenes live sessions to help you tap into your inner guidance.
Join us on this journey of self-discovery and utilize the power of hypnosis to connect to your higher self.
In this episode, my friend and co-host Stella is going to ask me questions about emotions. And the perspective you're going to receive is from myself when I'm under deep somnambulism hypnosis. And the general message in this episode in regards to emotions is that emotions are messengers, either helping us stay in alignment with ourselves and also letting us know when we're out of alignment with ourselves. What you don't hear in this episode is what it takes to get me into this deep hypnosis, which did occur prior to the interview. And as always, keep an open mind. The truth is within you. Try and feel the truth intuitively and listen to your heart. Gather the information that resonates for you and leave the rest behind. Without further ado, let's get into this next episode. Thank you.
Can you tell us what are emotions?
Emotions are basically sensation within your body, and it happens through the experiences of your life. Certain experiences trigger these sensations in the body.
Okay. And I'm just curious, are emotions then here to guide us?
Yes. Emotions are triggered by certain situations, events, but it's like in general speaking, that's what an emotion is. It's just, it originates as a sensation in the body.
And that brings me actually to the second question, which is, what's actually the difference between emotions and feelings?
So feelings are influenced by emotions, but it's generated by your mental focus or mental thoughts. So someone can walk into a party and start to have maybe butterflies because they see someone there and it makes them nervous. Maybe someone from their past, for example. And so they associate that emotion as their feeling of anxiety or stress or fear, and which triggers a response of them wanting to leave the party. Or same thing can happen to someone else who gets butterflies and is excited about that, and they maybe thrive in new situations and it excites them. And so they're using it in a different way. And that's, feelings are, yeah, influenced by emotions, but it's channeled in a different way through, yeah, the individual and how they mentally use their thoughts around it based on situation, based on their worldview, based on their phone filters, based on how they, yeah, just label things, how they've been taught certain things in their own life. It's unique to each individual.
It feels like our feelings, in a way, is how we make our emotions mean, or there are some sort of response to emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A feeling is your own representation of an emotion based on a situation or event or circumstance, based on who you are as a personality and how you view and perceive your life.
That's really clear. Thanks so much for explaining that. Okay. All right. Next question I have for you is, how are feelings important in our everyday life?
Yeah, feelings. So, yeah, I think it's important, just what we already went over, is distinguishing the difference and then understanding just how our body responds to certain situations. So, like, an emotion can be triggered through an event, and then your feelings, you kind of want to be aware of, like, oh, just how this goes down. So, right, you have an experience, you have an emotional response, And then where does your mind go based on that response? Are you looking at it as a positive or negative? And it's important. This is really important because emotions, you can view them as messengers, right? And so if it's triggering a response in you and you're immediately going to the negative, and this could be like just based on your past, maybe you have some trauma around a certain situation, and it's not that it's actually generically bad per se, it's just you're responding to it in a negative way. And so you can look at it as, oh, this is positive actually, because it's, thank you for triggering this in me. This is something I need to work on. Because who says that this is actually bad? Who's saying that this is true? It's you, and it's how you've been taught to perceive. And so if you want to give like certain things positive meanings, the reason why you'd want this, if you want to be biased on positive experiences, that's totally fine. Because if you want to focus in the positive, right?
Yeah.
You will experience positive results. It's physics. But if you're subconsciously just being triggered and you don't know why, you have no idea, you're not aware, and you're just on autopilot, you're not really in control of your life because you're just on autopilot. Your power is in how you respond. So to have mental clarity, to be in the moments and to be in the flow and to, you know, just be in the mindfulness state is important so that you can just be that observer and analyze, oh, wow, thank you. I'm having a negative response here. I'm not going to push it away or get scared or try and run from it. Maybe I'll take my journal and I'll write it down. I'll meditate on it and see, oh, yeah, this is what I was taught as a child. And it doesn't make any sense, actually. I'm just going to drop this belief system and carry on about my life. And then the next time something like that is triggers, actually not triggered because I don't think that way anymore. So it's all good. And that's how you work on yourself. So emotions are messengers.
Yeah.
You can use it to allow you to be aligned to yourself and your spirit because it's a mechanism designed for that.
Exactly, yeah. I love it. Okay, thank you. Makes sense. It's just for us to, I guess, have discernment of what kind of experience we want and also what kind of belief systems we already have in place and how, what do we want to do with those. And that leads me to the next question, which is, how can we work with them to end up being exactly where we want to be in life?
Exactly. Yes. The more you do this and just have this self-awareness, you'll see the synchronicity and you'll just feel like you're more in the flow because you do have more. I mean, you can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond, and that's where our power is. And so, yeah, just seeing it for what it is, you know, first from a neutral perspective. If you find yourself being caught up in the emotion and you're starting to generate feelings and you're kind of seeing this unfold based on your subconscious and autopilot sort of mode, right? Just, it might take some time, but just take a step back, press the pause button and start to analyze, well, why am I feeling this way? Like, where is this coming from? What do I have to believe to be true about myself in this situation in order to feel the way I do? And you will get an answer because you are intelligent. Your emotions and your feelings are intelligent. So learn to pay attention and to listen.
Can I ask you, is there any emotion that, or rather feeling, I'll just say feeling, sorry, that Shay is working with at the moment so that we can have an example of that?
She has this feeling sometimes with what he is like working on in terms of his career. Sometimes he's got feelings of like stress, confusion, anxiety. And like this can be perceived as negative, but you see he can change this and look at it as a positive thing. Because when someone is confused, that's just the negative outlook of it. When you're moving from a perception and focus of how you know something to be, what your everyday life is, and you're growing into something new, it's going to be confusing but that's sort of the negative way of looking at it. It could be confusing. You're going from one belief to another. You're going from who you are now to see and be and do things totally differently. You're upgrading who you are as a being, right? So to go from this to that, you're confusing two different roles. And so the negative sort of experience, it might trigger some emotions of like fear, anxiety, which could be feelings of like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm confused. Am I doing this right? I have self-doubts, blah, 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 right? It's just a matter of him just taking a step back again, just looking at that and being like, no, you got this. Maybe talk to people who are in the same boat and, right, be in the right environment, do some self-care affirmations, and yeah, challenge yourself with courage to step through those gates of fear.
Yeah.
Because on the other side, it's amazing, right? Because it's just an illusion. Most fears, unless your actual body is in danger. And like, so fear can be a good thing for survival, but people have fear for things that aren't anything to do about like your existence and survival.
Exactly. And this actually leads me to another question, which is, why do we label certain emotions as good or bad?
Well, of course, not everyone wants to just like be sad all the time or like depressed or angry, right? But like we can use those emotions as a positive thing.
Makes sense.
Crying can be good. Like it's an emotional release. Like to release that, you're shedding away whatever doesn't serve you anymore. Like you're having a positive emotional response to something that is quote unquote sad. So this is good. And then on the other side, right, you've done the healing because you've had an emotional release. You released what doesn't belong anymore. And then, for example, if you see something, imagine if you are out driving and you see someone who is hitting a dog, and you get so angry and you get so mad, and maybe you get out of your car and you go attack the guy that's doing that to the dog. That response maybe isn't the best response. That anger isn't any good. Or you use that anger to call the police, report animal abuse, and then you keep on thinking about it, and you're just so angry that people do this. And then you go and get involved at an animal rescue shelter, and you realize that this is actually what you've always wanted to do, and to be a voice for animals, because you love animals so much, and that's why you just got so angry, because now you have made a stand, and then now you've created your own nonprofit. And many people come to you for help and advice, and you have saved many animals, and this is your life now, because that's what you've actually meant to be. And that was all based on anger. Is anger bad? No.
Yeah, and on this example, it's really good. So it's really what makes me think is what we do with something. It's not how we label it, but how we want to utilize every emotion as an energy and do something with it. So thank you for that.
Of course.
And if someone isn't in tune with their feelings, what can happen?
Well, yeah, they can just end up like how I mentioned, like maybe just reacting, right? So like if you're angry and then you react in a bad way, and like you can damage relationships, you can all sorts of things like that can happen where you're just on autopilot and you just feel like you're a victim to life and circumstances, and you don't really feel like you have any control. And many people do have that because we haven't been taught this emotional intelligence and understanding emotions.
Yeah, exactly. That's a problem. And since you mentioned that, I would actually love if you would share what are some of the techniques to work with feelings in order to live a more enjoyable or fulfilling life.
Yeah, same as we have mentioned before, just again, just seeing it for what it is. It's a messenger, Emotion is a messenger coming through your body. It's just a response, and it's triggered by a belief system, your worldviews, your perception, and it's how you want to use your feelings and to generate it and channel it is up to you, and that's your power to respond. And so just get into a habit of like being aware of how you feel throughout your day, what is being triggered. Doesn't matter, negative or positive, and start doing the work, going in depth, understanding why you're feeling a certain way, and always asking the question, how can this benefit me? How can I turn this into a positive thing? Does this work for me? Does this make sense? Is this my belief? Does this belief system work for me in my life? Is it silly and I need to drop it? And maybe using a journal, right? Or just meditating and asking these questions. You can work with feelings so that you can just be aligned with who you are and what makes sense to your life, and letting everything go that doesn't belong to you. And the best feeling to try to stay aligned with and focused on is your passion, your excitement, because that is your spirit speaking through you, telling you, follow me. This is your direction in life. You can use it as your compass. And so, right, any given situation, it could be you wake up, you have a free morning, and you can decide what you want for breakfast, what excites you most. And then just get in the habit of, when you have a choice to make, always choose the one that has the most excitement attached to it. And just, if you get in the habit of just doing that naturally, you're going to be in the right place, the right time, the right people, and you're going to be in the flow of your life. You're going to have opportunities knock on your door that are great for you because you've accepted that you are in control. You're allowing your spirit to guide you in your life, following your excitement. And so where people can mess this up is that they start to judge, oh, I was really excited about, you know, working on cars, but now I had this opportunity where it turned, this passion turned into something else. I don't know anymore. So don't judge where your passion can turn into, and don't have any expectations, right, of the results. Just do what you want to do based on the highest level of excitement. And if you have an insistence on an outcome, that will actually close doors. So don't have any expectations being like, oh, I'm going to do this because this needs to happen. Well, no, just do it because that is your passion, that you're meant to do that. Because that is your highest amount of joy. And that's your spirit saying, follow me. So don't have any assumptions or expectations. And just follow it as far as it can take you until it turns into something else. And don't judge when that may change. And just continue.
Yeah. This is such a beautiful message. Thank you so much. I would just like to know if there are any last words of wisdom that you feel like sharing before we wrap up?
Yeah, if you make the decision to be more aware of this within your life, your emotions and feelings, and what triggers you, and using this as a tool and a permission slip for you to be aligned to your best self, right? If you want to live your best life, this is the easiest tool, and it's essentially everything, because, yeah, it's how you can live your best life. This is like the best way.
Thank you. So following our passion, being in touch with our feeling, and yeah, releasing all the expectations of the outcome. Thank you. Thank you, Shay's Higher Self, for, yeah, just for this beautiful session today.
Of course, my pleasure.
All right, Shay, welcome back. I'm wondering, how are you feeling after this session?
I feel good, just calm and rested, I feel like. Also, just like everything kind of slows down. It's always nice leaving the critical mind, just being connected to your higher self.
Yeah, I hear you. It feels like during our everyday lives, we are just caught up in these stories and fears and whatever, you know, all these ideas that our mind comes up with. And then with the session, it feels like there is a higher perspective and you can see what's going on, right?
Yeah, you feel like puts things in perspective, some truth on things, stuff that is silly, is just forgot.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like we all have this well of wisdom within us. And just with that practice, we give it voice so that it becomes louder. And how I see it, it's almost like there is this integration of this higher knowing with your conscious self, so that it's not just about mind, but there is also, it kind of evokes this inner knowing. So when you're maybe going forward, I imagine when you'll experience a certain emotion that you're not so fond of, you can then lean on this inner knowing that you now have even more awareness of.
Yeah, like with the information that was shared today, my conscious mind knows this stuff, but then it's nice to have a reminder about it, because like the feeling, again, what I got from all this information, it's almost everything you know, or everything you need to know, packaged for your everyday life to be living your best life. If you want, you can choose.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go on the emotional roller coaster, not knowing what's happening to you and feel like a victim of circumstance, and I mean, that's fine too. It's a choice. It's just an experience, everything.
All right. So yeah, I'm excited to hear how you will apply everything going forward, especially in your business, as we were told that that's one of your struggles from time to time. So that's exciting.
Yeah, exactly. I tell myself, my awareness or my higher mind, to like, okay, stay focused now. If a emotion is triggered, right? I get to have the choice to channel the feeling and to give it a positive meaning. Yeah, because like awareness is key, right? Because the only way to do this is to be aware. So that takes focus and mindfulness to do this. So,
okay, thank you, Shay, for doing that. And I hope this provided some insight and clarity, excitement, and also inspiration to explore and to connect your higher self, or yeah, just your inner wisdom, whoever is listening.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was fun.
It is. All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hypnotherapy for the Soul, brought to you by myself, Shay Pestle, and my friend and co-host, Stella, where we share with you behind-the-scenes live hypnotherapy sessions to give you the authentic experience of what it means to connect to your subconscious mind that you can tap into. Please follow us at hypnotherapyforthesoul.com, Patreon, and our socials, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. See you in the next episode.